早上好 ，Good morning。
早上好，大家早上好。
Earlier this week, someone told me briefly about a sermon, I guess, that Pastor Wu gave a month ago.
啊，这个星期啊，这个星期的时候呢，有人嘛告诉我一下，我们吴牧师上两次在我们教会讲的一篇道。
And I don't know if it was the main point, but he sort of left a challenge for people to share the gospel.
那我也不知道这是不是他讲到的重点，但是当中呢，他挑战我们要多去传神的福音。
Okay, and if I understand right, what he suggested was that every family pick one person.
他呢建议就是说每一个家庭啊去那么选一个人。
And actually, not just choose them on their own, but pray and ask God to tell them.
就是说，经过祷告，然后呢，让神帮他们能够选出一个人来。
You know, pray that God would show us. Well, this is the person that, in the course of the next year, just one year, one person, I will share the gospel with.
就是让神帮助我们，那我们祷告，找到这样一位啊一个人呢，在下年今年的这一年当中呢，能够向他传福音。
So you pick one person per family, you pray to God to ask who, you pray for them that God would open their hearts, and then bit by bit, slowly share the gospel with them.
所以在神面前祷告，一家人呢选一个人，之后呢在神面前祷告，一年当中慢慢的和他们建立关系，求神打开他们的心，把福音。传给他们。
Does anybody remember that?
大家有没有人记得吴牧师这样讲的？
Okay. Just one or two people. Well, good. Then if you don't remember, let me suggest it.
Okay. 如果你要是不记得吴牧师这样讲过的话，那就算是我这样今天建议的，我们这样做。
Okay. One person, one family, come to Christ.
所以就选一个人，一年当中向他传福音，求神让他能够信主得救。
Slowly over one year.
那就是在这一年当中呢，我们可以慢慢一步一步的去传。
Now, there are some people that are probably thinking.
那可能有人心里就在想。
Well, those people over there, you know, they're really strong Christians and they know the Bible really well, and it will be really easy for them.
有些那种宣教士传福音的人，他们信心非常强，圣经知识很多，很会传福音。
But I'm kind of a new Christian, and I really don't know very much, and I'm afraid.
但是我呢，刚信主不久，了解不多，心里也有点紧张，怎么去传福音？
Or other people might think, well, you know, those people over there, they're really outgoing, they have a lot of friends, they talk a lot, it's going to be really easy for them to share the gospel.
还有人会想，有些基督徒呢，性格比较外向活泼，喜欢和人去接触，就很自然的就能够向人家传福音。可我是个不是那一个类型的人，怎么去传呢
？But you know what? I'm kind of a little bit of a shy person, and it's not easy for me to speak. So where do I start?
如果说我们觉得说我可能是个比较内向，不太喜欢开口说话，这样的话呢，怎么样去能给人去传福音呢？
So, you know, I thought about this passage with John 5, which is the next one, and wondered, well, are there any principles in here that will help us know how to start to share the gospel with somebody?
所以我在研读这个约翰福音五章这一段经文的时候，就在想，这里面可以学到什么关于分享福音的一些真理呢？帮助我们去传福音。
And the first thing I want to say is, you know, Jesus walks in and he sees a person out of a whole crowd, so he knows who. So the first thing we do is we pray and we ask God to show us who to share the gospel with.
我想今天的经文首先会让我们看到，耶稣到了一个人群当中呢，他看到一个人，所以他自己要看到一个人的需要，之后向他传福音。
And the second thing is Jesus takes the initiative and he goes to the person.But he asks him some questions.
然后呢，我们会看到主耶稣会主动的去和那个人去接触，了解到他的需要，这样借此把福音传给他。
And the question actually is meant to cause this man to think about what's in their heart.
主呢会问他一个问题，目的是借着这个问题呢，让那个人能够觉察到自己心里的需要。
Then with time, Jesus challenges the man to act in faith, to sort of believe God.
之后呢，主耶稣会向那个人就是挑战他，挑战他能够在信心迈出信心的一步，然后在信心在信凭信心来跟从耶稣。
And then Jesus comes back later and finds the man, and he talks to him about sin.
之后主耶稣会再一次来找这个人，向他谈论，教给他有关于罪的这个事情。
So I think, you know, these might be a few lessons for us to learn.
So 我想这段经文呢，可以帮我们学到这个传福音的几点。
Uh-oh, there we go. Okay, so let me just read this for you. John 5, verse 1 through 9, and then we're going to look at verse 14 also.
所以约翰福音五章一到九节，之后我们会看第十四节。
And so what it says here is that Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And when it says go up to Jerusalem, usually it means there's a festival.
所以我们这里看到说耶稣就上耶路撒冷去。说上那儿去的意思就是说一般来说那里会有一个犹太人的一个节日，盛大的节日才会去那里。
And then it says that in Jerusalem by the sheep gate, and the sheep gate is in the north wall of Jerusalem.
他说在耶路撒冷靠近羊门，羊门就是在耶路撒冷北那个北面那个城墙上的一个门。
And there's a pool that is there. There's actually two pools, and the name of it is Bethesda.
有一个池子啊，实际上那个地方有两个池子，希伯来话叫做比士大。
And archaeologists have actually found this pool and dug it up and sort of cleared it out.
考古学者已经发现了，并且把它挖掘了出来。
And it says that there are five colonnades.
他说旁边呢有五个廊子。
And that in these colonnades, in these five areas, in the shade, there is a multitude, a lot of people.
就在那个廊子里面呢，就是在这个阴影里面呢，躺着瞎眼的、瘸腿的很多很多的病人。
They're sick.
这些人呢有各种各样的疾病
blind
有瞎眼的
lame
也有瘸腿的
and they're paralyzed, they can't walk
还有说血气库干的
and this picture here it shows us what archaeologists think it looked like
这个图画呢是考古学者根据他们的考古资料呢把它重建的一幅图画
And essentially, there are two pools, and there's a sort of a rock ridge in between the two.
我们看到可能会有两个水池，中间呢有一个石头带着的一个小坝子。
So, and you can see that they had built around the pool and down the middle, sort of a like a sidewalk, and they put a roof over it.
那绕了这个池子呢，它建了一个就是说人行的可以人行的一个道。
And it says here that there's a lot of people that are sick.
很多的病人都在那里。
And what apparently happened is a lot of people had a superstitious idea.
可能呢，当时很多人会有这样一个比较迷信的一个想法。
The Bible doesn't say it's true. The Bible just says this is what people believed.
圣经没有告诉我们说这些人的想法是对的，它只是告诉我们说这些人呢有这么一个认为。
And what the people believed is that when the water stirred or bubbled up, the first person that would get into the water would be healed.
那些人他觉得呢，水池那个水一开始翻动的那个时候，谁第一个下去，他的病就能够得到痊愈。
And you'd think, well, where does the bubbling or the stirring of the water come from?
这个水怎么会翻动起来？怎么会有人搅动起来呢？
Well, let me tell you.
我有一个故事。
They found pipes that go off from here, and the pipes come up the bottom.
底下呢有水管子。
And there was a ways away a little reservoir that was fed by a spring that kept water for Jerusalem.
管子的另一端是通到一个水库，水库的水源是山上的泉水，这是耶路撒冷城供水的一个来源。
And what the archaeologists think is that the water bubbled up into the spring in that reservoir, and then it pushed the water through the pipes, and then the water bubbled up from below.
考古的人觉得说是水库里的水灌入到那个泉源里面，之后呢，通过那个管子透就传到这个水池子里。这样的话，这个水池子的水偶尔有时候会间的会搅动起来。
So all the people that came here, they were sick and they wanted God to heal them, but they thought this was how God would heal them.
这些有病的人呢，希望得到医治，他就来这里，心里面想这样的话，他们的病就能够得到医治。
And it says here, Jesus, he walked in and he saw all these people, but he picked out one person.
所以我们这里看到主耶稣呢，进到这个人群里面，他说看到那里有一个人。
You see, I think Jesus knew whose heart would be open.
那主耶稣看见了他，人群当中看见了他这个人，我想他知道这个人呢，心里呢已经准备好了。
Now, see, here it says, there was a man that was invalid, he probably can't walk.
说他病了三十八年，病了许久，可能是不能够行走。
And he had been invalid or sick for 38 years.
病了三十八年。
And Jesus saw him.
说耶稣看见他。
So Jesus comes in and it says, when Jesus saw him, he knew that the man had been there for a long time.
所以耶稣进来的时候看见了那个人，意思就是耶稣呢在寻找那个人，他知道他已经病了很久。
And Jesus knows what's in his heart.
之后呢，耶稣就知道那个人心里面的需要。
And even though Jesus knows what's in his heart, he asks him a question.
虽然主耶稣知道那个人心里面想要什么，可是还是问他一个问题。
Now look at the question. Do you want to be healed?
你看主耶稣问的什么问题？他说你要痊愈吗？
Of course he wants to be healed. Why would he come here if he didn't want to be healed?
我们会想，他当然想要痊愈，不然他来这儿干什么？
But I think what Jesus is saying, do you really want to be healed?
可是主呢，问的意思是说，你是真的想要痊愈吗？
And then it says here that the sick man, he answered him and said, I have no one.
哎，那个人回答，病人回答说，他说，水冻的时候没有人把我放在池子里。
So isn't this interesting? I come here because I want to be sick, but I can't get healed.Because other people.
这个人回答也很有意思，他说我来这儿是要得痊愈，可是水冻的时候呢，其他人比我先进去，结果我就不能得到痊愈。
So notice he's sort of stuck in a situation for 38 years. It's the same thing over and over and over again.
所以三十八年，他一直就处在这样一个困境里面。
So he says, Sir, I have no one that will put me into the water.Or put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. While I'm trying to go down in there, somebody else gets there before me.
先生，水冻的时候，没有人把我放在池子里。我正去的时候，就有别人比我先下去。
So you have to feel that in this man, in his heart, he's a little confused. I want to get healed, but I don't think I can. And he's sort of going back and forth in his mind.
我们可以感觉到这个人的心里面有些困惑。他想得到痊愈，可是又感觉到自己没有这样一个能力能够得到这样的医治。
And I think this is kind of important because, you know, there's a lot of people in life, they get stuck in a situation, and they get stuck in a habit, and they get stuck in bad relationships.
这一点呢，值得我们深思。在人生当中呢，很多人都会被困在一个不好的一个人际关系里面，陷在里面不能自拔。
And even though they're stuck in a bad situation for a really long time, they want to get out of it, but they don't want things to change because they're comfortable.
他陷在里面呢，困难当中很久，虽然他想要能够得自由，被释放出来。但他好像又不愿意从那里面真正的出来，因为他已经习惯了这样的一个人生的一个处境。
I don't know, do you know anybody like that?
你是不是也认识有些人的情况，是不是有点像这样的？
You know they're in a bad situation and they're stuck, but they don't really want to get out of it.
处境非常不好，然后呢，他又陷在当中出不来。
They wanted to change, but they're not willing to do the things to make a change.
他想把这个改变这个情况，可是呢又不愿意，或者说又没有能力改变这样的一个现状。
And then into this situation comes Jesus.
那就在这个人的这个情况当中呢，这个时候主耶稣 来到了他的身边。
So what does Jesus do? He challenges him to faith. He says to this man, get up, take up your bed, and start walking and keep walking.
看主耶稣怎么来带这个人，他挑战这个人，他说起来，拿你的褥子走。
And immediately the man was healed. He picked up his bed and he walked.
那个人立刻痊愈，就拿起褥子来走了。
And then Jesus comes back to him a while later.
后来呢，耶稣在殿里又来找到他。
Notice Jesus doesn't do everything at once.
主耶稣在这里没有一下子把这所有的事情都一个动作来做完。
You know, he appeals to the man to have faith in God.
先是挑战那个人对神有那个信心。
He questions the motivations of his heart.
之后呢，就问他心里面要不要真正的得救。
And then later he comes back.
过一会儿呢，主耶稣又再来见这个人。
And he says to him, see, you're well. Do not sin anymore so that nothing worse would happen to you.
而且对他说，你已经痊愈了，不要再犯罪，恐怕你遭遇的更加厉害。
So I sort of see here a process of sharing. I see here a process here.
所以我想，这里面呢，主耶稣他在进行的是一个过程，在这个过程当中呢，一步有步骤的向这个人来讲他得救的福音。
You know, can I ask us all to stand up and we could pray together for God's word?
我能不能请我们大家都起立，我们一起来祷告，求神的话语能够进入到我们的心中。
God, I do pray that this morning your spirit would open up in our minds.
父神，我们祈求你，今天早晨我们来这里敬拜你的时候，你的灵能够打开我们心里的眼睛。
Put in our minds the idea of one person to share the gospel with this next year.
求你在我们心里面赐给我们这样一个感动，让我们在接下来一年当中能够向一个人去传福音。
And I pray that you'd help us to learn from your word.
也祈求你帮助我们从你的话语当中学习如何去传福音。
A few ideas of how to share the gospel with this person.
让我们能够看到，去传向这个人传福音当中我们所需要做的几点。
So you could cause them to be born again.
也求你能你自己让这个人能够重生得救。
And become a child of God.
能够成为神的儿女。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祈求是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
好，请坐。
Okay. So hey.This is he's a historian, right?
我是一个学历史的。
Actually, a professor of history.
历史的教授。
Okay, so, you know, I have to be very careful.
所以我说话要小心一点。
This man here, what's his name?
这个上面这个历史人物名字叫什么？
Zhang Liang? Okay, so first of all, is Zhang Liang and Zhuge Liang the same person?
Zhang Liang 和诸葛亮是同一个人吗?
Okay, see, you got to remember, you know, for the foreigner, the Lao Wai, it's a little hard. Zhuge Liang, Zhang Liang.
Zhang Liang 和诸葛亮,不同的人物。
Aren't they both about the same time? You know, it's like all Americans, they all look alike.
就像是你看所有的美国人好像长得都差不多一样。
Okay, but who was Zhang Liang?
那张良是什么时候的人物呢?
Okay, Han Dai.
汉代。
刘白。
刘备。
So in the very beginning of the Han Dynasty,
汉朝初期的时候，
was he emperor?
刘邦。
Okay, so but Zhang Liang, did he want to be emperor?
张良想这个当皇帝。
No, I just think he was really interested in political strategy and military strategy.
他呢，他的这个政治的这种兴趣呢，是说在搞政治和军事方面的问题。
Am I correct?
大家讲是不是这样的？
You know, and I think he learned it all from a book, right?
然后呢，他从师学到这一切的这个计谋。
Am I correct?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, good. Okay, no mistakes thus far. He learned it from a book.
而且呢，他就是说这个从一个经卷里面学到这一切的 这种治国经世的这种计谋。
I mean, he became brilliant because he spent time reading a book, by the, you know, like the New Testament.
仔细地读这卷这个经卷哈，这个就像是我们学圣经一样。后来呢，他变得满腹经纶。
太公。Never mind. I'm going to try to remember it. Okay, but where did he get the book?
他学习的那个经卷是从哪儿来的呢？
Anybody know?
在座有没有人知道？
Let me tell you then.
我就可以讲这个故事。
Anybody know the story?
张良拜师的故事，有没有人听过？
Okay, good. Okay, so people know the story, some people.
有些人知道这个，听说过。
Okay, good. Okay.And by the way, I learned this story in my Chinese lesson.
我学中文的时候呢，
you know,
课文里面讲到张良拜师的这个故事。
So, I'm not a his. I'm not.
所以
is that right? Okay, but let me tell you the story.
所以张良拜师的故事是这样的。
And the story is normally told to tell children how to respect elders.
那这个故事的意思呢，就是要教导孩子儿童。怎样去尊敬年长的这些就是尊敬老师。
I got it right. Okay, good, 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 good. Okay, so there's this guy, Zhang Liang, he's a child, a teenager, and he shows respect for an old man.
当时呢，他是个十几岁的年轻小伙子，他呢很尊敬他这个拜这个要拜的这个老师。
And because he shows respect for this older man, the older man gives him a book, and because he reads the book, he becomes very successful.
因为他这个尊敬他这个老师嘛，老师后来就同意愿意带他为徒弟，之后他才学到这一切的这种技能。
Yeah, there's so much Chinese culture there already.
所以这就是中国文化很重要的一部分。
Respect elders, read books, education, success.
尊敬老人，努力的受教育，之后就能够成功。
Let me tell you the story.
所以这故事是这样的。
Okay. And actually, the old man, they say his name is Huang Shigong.
这里面这个师父呢，有人说他的名字叫黄石贡。
Is that correct?
黄石贡。
贡。
贡。
黄石贡。
黄石贡。
贡。
贡。
I want to look at it through his eyes.
那我们用他这个角度和眼光来看看这个事情啊。
You know, because we want somebody to get into a book so they can be successful at life.
那我们的目标就是说呢，一个人能够好好的读书，之后呢，之后这个人生就能够成功。
You know, we want to look for the right person, pray and ask God who we should share the gospel with.
那我们今天也是想能够找到一个人，向他传神的福音。
We want to spend time asking the person questions, getting them to think about their heart.
那我们要愿意和这个人去接触他，花时间在一起，问他一些问题，觉察到他心中的需要，把神的福音传给他。
We want to slowly share the gospel with them and then challenge them to act in faith with God.
慢慢地建立关系，传福音，然后挑战他们，让他们能够来到神的面前。
Get them to trust God's word and read it.
帮助他们能够信靠神，而且能够愿意来读神的话语。
Put their faith in Christ.
让他们把信心放在耶稣基督的身上。
Repent and believe in Jesus' death and resurrection on the cross.
在耶稣面前认罪悔改，然后相信神在十字架上的救恩。
Okay, so what can we learn from Huang Shigong?
所以从黄石贡这个人物的身上，我们可以学到什么样的功课
？Okay, Zhang Liang, his house was close to a bridge.
张良呢，这个房子他们住的地方呢，靠近一座桥。
When he was a young man, he's starting to walk to the bridge.
年轻的时候，有一天在向这个桥上走。
And then from the other direction comes an old man with a long white beard.
桥另一边来了这样一位老人老者啊，然后就是很长的这种白色的胡须。
And they sort of both start to cross the bridge.
两个人呢就向对方就这么走着，在这个桥上对方走来。
And then the old man, what does he do?
这个老者接下来做什么？
What does he do? He reaches down, takes off his shoes, and he throws it off the bridge.
他从脚上脱下他那个鞋，从那个桥上把他给扔了下去。
And then he asks this young man, "Young man, will you go down and get my shoe?"
给他，然后对张良说，哎，把我的鞋捡起来。
So then the boy, Zhang Liang, he goes down, he picks up the shoe, brings it back up, and he starts to hand it to the man.
张良呢，结果他真的就去把那个鞋捡了回来，双手又递给这个老人。
And what does the old man do?
那这个老者又做了什么？
He throws it off the bridge again.
又把它给从桥上扔下去。
Young man, will you go down and pick up the...
他说再次给我，再给我捡回来。
So you know he's irritated.
张良心里就有点不耐烦了。
But he goes down and he picks up the shoe and then he comes back to the old man, Huang Shigong.
但是呢，他还是去又把它捡了回来，恭恭敬敬的又递给这个黄石公。
And you know, Zhang Liang, he starts to hand him the shoe.
两手恭敬的把鞋给他，递给他。
What does he do?
You tell the story.
The old man picks up his foot and says, "Put it on me."
把脚一翘，他说给我穿上。
Yeah, see, he's testing the boy.
他在就是这个考验这个年轻人。
You know, what's in your heart? Do you really have a heart of respect?
你心里面是不是真正的尊敬老人？
You know, do you have a respect for old men? By the way, do you have a respect for God?
你是不是看他是不是尊敬老人？同样，我们对神是不是也有真正的那种尊敬？
And then he says, I want you to come back a couple of days later, the day after tomorrow.
之后呢，又对张良说，他说后天你再到这儿来。
Notice he doesn't say right away, he gives him time.
给了他一点时间。
Come back the day after tomorrow, and I'm going to give you a very special gift.
后天再来，然后我有件有个礼物给你。
Notice he doesn't tell him everything. He just says, "I'm going to give you a little bit of a gift."
他没有把所有的这个将这个事情告诉他，只是说让他再来。
So Zhang Liang, you know, he comes back 2 days later in the morning.
那两天之后呢，早早的张良就又来了。
Early in the morning.
一大早就又来了。
And then he starts to walk up to the bridge.
又向这个桥上走。
But what does he find?
之后的看到什么？
You know, Huang Shigong, he's already standing there at the bridge.
那个黄石公呢，已经在桥上站着了。
And Huang Shigong asked Zhang Liang a question.
问张良这么一个问题。
You know, when you make an appointment with an older man, do you really come late?
你如果是和一个老人有约的话，你是不是应该在他之后来呢？
Do you come late?
你是不是在他之后才来？
See, he's asking what's in his heart.
所以又问了他有关于他心里的这样一个问题。
And then the man says, "Go away, come back the day after tomorrow."
对张良说，你离开吧，后天再回来。
Come back, think about it, and I'll give you this gift.
他说，想一想，然后之后呢，我才把这个东西给你。
So 2 days later, Zhang Liang, he gets up and he comes very early just as the sun is coming up.
之后呢，两天之后，张良就又回，这次他来的时候来得更早了，太阳还没有升起的时候。
And what does he find?
看见什么？
What does he find? He's already there.
这个黄石公结果又已经到了那儿了。
You know, this is just, he's irritated, but you see, he doesn't want...to get up this early in the morning, but he does want to come and get the gift.
张良心里开始有点烦了。他虽然想要得到这个东西，但是呢，他又不愿意起得太早到这儿来。
You see, a thing that we have to know when we're sharing the gospel with somebody is they want what God has to offer, but they don't want what God has to offer. There's a struggle in their mind.
传福音的时候呢，要知道人的一个很普遍的心理。他虽然一方面想要这个神的福音，知道是个好东西，但呢，同时他心里又不那么愿意来信神，得到神的福音，他有这样一个挣扎。
And Huang Shigong, he says, "Look, you come back 2 days later, early in the morning, and I will give you a very special gift."
又对张良说，两天之后再次回来，然后才会给你这个礼物。
See, it's a challenge to act in faith. Do you believe me enough to come back?
所以再一次的考验他，考验他对他是不是有这么一个信心，能够有这样一个意志再一次来。
So, Zhang Liang, he comes back before the sun comes up for a long time, and he goes to the bridge and he waits.
果然这一次来的时候呢，起得特别早，之后呢，他先到这个桥上，并且在那里开始等这个黄石公来。
He has to believe what the man says.
他这么做呢，心里一定要相信这个黄老告诉他的这个事情是真的。
But he's gotten to the place where he's willing to listen and believe.
张良呢，就是愿意把自己啊放在那个地方，他心里面愿意去相信、信靠这个一个师傅。
So.Zhang Liang, he comes, it's long before the sun comes up, he arrives, the old man is not there, and he waits and waits and waits and waits.
太阳还没有起来，起得很早，张良就在那里，一直在那里等，等这个师傅来。
And then the old man comes.
然后这个黄师傅来了。
Finally tells him everything.
这才把一切所有交给他的告诉了给张良。
But actually not everything, just enough.
也没有把所有的都交给他，只交给他他能够领受的那一部分的内容。
You are a very good young man.
他说你是个很好的年轻人。
I've been looking for you for a long time.
他说我已经呢观察你，挑选你很久了。
See, that's what God's doing. God's looking.
神也是这样，他在观察，在挑选人，我们都已经很久了。
God's seeking.
神呢一直在寻找我们，寻找人去信他。
And what he does is he turns and he says,I have a special book to give you.
神呢，就像是这个师父给张良一样，他说我也有一个很特殊的礼物，特别的礼物要给你。
He gave him this book, and he said, "This is a book about military strategy. If you, kuku, if you,
磕头 what?刻苦
刻苦刻苦的努力学习 If you study it really, really hard, you'll overcome and you're going to be a great military strategist.
对张良说这就是、兵法的秘籍然后呢你要是愿意刻苦努力钻研的话呢将来会成为一个军事、计论计谋家
And in fact, what he did is he accepted it, he took the book, he read it, and he became one of the greatest men in
history. 所以张良领受这个兵法兵书之后呢，回去真的就刻苦的研读，后来成为这个非常高明的军师。
So, I think there's a few things to learn about sharing the gospel with somebody.
所以这里面也让我们看到，传福音呢也需要这里面的一些精神。
And first of all, I have to tell you what it's not going to learn, what we're not going to learn.
当然，这个故事也不是那么完美的，我们也这里面呢，我不应该学到这些东西。
This isn't.A story that tells us to throw our shoes off the bridge. It's not here to tell us to lift our foot and ask somebody to wash it. You know, in fact, we all know from John 13 that we should be washing their feet. But if you are afraid that in the next year you can't share the gospel with somebody because it's too much.
但是如果你心里面紧张说接下来的一年我没办法给人去传福音。
Here I think the few things is, you know, one, look for somebody and actually ask God to show you who.
然后呢你在你找寻找向谁传福音的时候求神告诉你去找哪一个人。
Don't tell them everything. Begin by asking questions and letting them speak.
你也不用一下子把你这个事情所有的都告诉那个人，可以慢慢的向他问一些个问题来询问他。
And we ask questions that actually get people to think on their own about what's in their own heart.
问他的问题，让那个人慢慢的能够想到他自己心里面和神这样的一个关系怎么样。
And take time.But eventually start to sort of slowly challenge people to act in faith.
慢慢的一步一步的能够向这个人呢挑战他鼓励他能够向谁呢有一个信心。
And eventually hold out the promises of the gospel, the promises of Jesus, and the promises of the book.
之后一切都准备好了以后呢然后把神的这样一个救恩去送给这样的一个人。
Look at what Jesus does.
主耶稣怎么这样的去传福音的呢
？I think he shows us to look for people with their needs and then to sort of question what's in their heart.
他先看到别人，考虑到他们心里面有什么样的需要。
Actively look for the person, but try to figure out what their needs are.
主耶稣呢，他是在找，在寻找这些每个人，仔细的在考虑那个人心里面、心灵当中需要什么。
Notice it says here, Jesus, he walked in and he saw this man lying there.
耶稣看见他躺着。
See, Jesus is taking the initiative.
主耶稣是主动的去找那个人。
And then it says later he comes back and he found the man in the temple.
之后呢，他又回来，又找到这样一个人。
See, Jesus is taking the initiative. We should be taking the initiative.
所以自始至终呢，是主耶稣基督主动的去和那个人去向他传福音。我们也应该同照样去做。
And this is where we need to pray.
这个我们需要祷告。
You know, it says here there's a whole multitude, and you saw the picture.There could have been dozens, if not hundreds, of people lying around that pool.
我们知道那里很躺着病人很多，可能上百很多人。
But it says here Jesus saw the man, and he knew that the man had been there a long time. He knew what was in the man's heart.
这里告诉我们说，主耶稣呢是眼睛去盯在那个人的身上，而且主耶稣知道那个人已经病了很久。
And you know, none of us know what is in another person's heart.
我们当然不可能知道另外一个人心里面在想什么。
None of us ever knows what's in a person's heart.
我们从来不会有这样的一种能力知道别人心里的想法。
But God does.
可是神知道。
God knows the person that is open to the gospel.
神知道哪一个人的心呢，向神是敞开的。
And the strange thing is, the people that we think are open to Christ and God often are not.
有时候也挺奇怪的，有些人我们可能觉得那个人应该是快信主了，心里面应该是对神是比较敞开的，但结果却不是那样。
And there are some people that we think, oh yeah, they're going to be really open to Christ, they'll accept the gospel, they'll be great Christians, and they never do.
觉得说那个人肯定是一个很好的传福音的对象，结果呢，总是结果却不是我们想象的那样。
But God, He knows what's in the heart, and so.He knows who's going to be open.
但是神知道人的心，他知道什么样的哪一个人的心呢？对他是敞开的，是愿意接受他的。
So I think that's why Pastor Wu was saying, pray and ask God to show you who He would like you.
我想那也是为什么吴牧师鼓励我们在传福音之前呢，要向神祷告，让神能够指示我们去向谁去传。
Okay, so the first thing is, pray and ask God to show you.Who in the next year he would like you to share the gospel?
所以首先祷告神，让他给我们挑选一个人去他去传福音。
Another thing is that Jesus he asked questions.
另外一个看到主耶稣问问题。
He asked questions about their faith.
问的问题呢是有关于那个人的信心方面的问题。
And he's asking questions about the motivation that's in their heart.
然后问到的是有关人心里面的那种。想法和动机方面的问题。
So you think, well, I can't share the gospel with anybody because I don't know the Bible all that well.
你可能觉得我对圣经还不熟悉，不好去传福音。
No, no, Jesus starts with questions. You can start with questions.
但主耶稣问他，主耶稣呢，开始的时候他问的是个问题，所以我们也可以从一个问题来切入。
So Jesus, he sees this man, he walks up to him, he approaches him, and he asks him one of the dumbest questions in the world.
所以主耶稣看见那个人躺在那里，向他走过去，问了一个看起来是很傻的一个问题。
Do you want to get healed?
他说你要痊愈吗？
Isn't that a strange question?
是不是挺奇怪的？问一个病人这样问法是不是挺奇怪的？
Jesus is not stupid.
当然了，主耶稣并不傻，一点都不傻。
You know, he knows the man wants to get healed.
他非常清楚那个人是要得到痊愈的。
Everybody that comes wants God to heal.
在那儿所有的人都目的只有一个，就是要得到痊愈。
Why is Jesus asking this question?
为什么问这样一个问题呢？
You know, what's he really asking?
问题的真正含义是什么？
You know, the man, he has this excuse.
那个病人呢，他有很多的理由。
You know, I don't have other people to help me.
没人帮我。
I don't have the people that I need to put me in the water.
没人帮我，我没办法进到那个水里面。
You know, he probably lives in Jerusalem. He has somebody that carries him to the temple every day.
这个人住在耶路撒冷，每天把他有人嘛把他给抬到这个地方嘛。
If he goes to the entrance of the temple, he can beg and people will always give him money.
他如果到那个圣殿的门口那里，也可以坐在那里乞讨，有人肯定会给他一些东西施舍给他。
You know, so for many years he comes, he's making money to get by being at the entrance of the temple.
很多乞丐呢，就到这个圣殿的门口，在那里乞讨。
But he actually asked people to take him and put him at this pool because he does want to get healed.
那他也请人呢把他给抬到水池的旁边，他心里是想得到医治。
But I think Jesus is asking, do you really want to be healed?
但我想主呢是在问你真的要痊愈吗？
You know, he's asking him a question of what's inside of his heart.
问题问的是你心里面真的目的动机是什么？
Why would Jesus ask him that?
为什么这么问？
Well, you know, think about it. When somebody's been in a bad situation for a long time, they get comfortable.
想想，如果这个人已经38年都这样了，他已经在这里面觉得已经挺适应了，挺舒服了。
You know, sometimes when marriages are really bad and the communication is broken, they want it to change, but you know, they become comfortable.
婚姻也是啊，有时候一个婚姻呢，非常情况不好。可是长时间下来，双方好像都有点，都已经这个习惯了。
You know, they don't really want to do the things to change.
你说他真的要改变吗？也不一定心里面真正的要去改变他。
But they really want things to change.
可是他又真的想一个好，更好的一个婚姻关系。
You know, they want God to come and help, but they don't believe in God, or they don't trust God, or they want to be in control of their own lives. They don't want God to come.
人们想要去信，也信神，可是心里又不愿意信靠他，又不愿意让神进到他心里面，又不愿意从罪里面得到这样一个释放。
You know what I mean?
我不知道大家是不是懂我在这里要讲的这个意思。
People get stuck for many, many years in the same situation.
人呢，通常就陷在一个问题当中，陷就很多年。
They wanted to change, but they're comfortable and wanted to stay the same.
一方面心里面有点想要改变处境，同时呢又已经习惯了，习惯成了自然，他又不太真正的愿意去努力去改变它。
So Jesus, he comes and he asks, you know, do you really want to be healed?
所以主问他，你真的要痊愈吗？
See, he's trying to get the person to think on his own.
要让那个人呢仔细地想一想他心里的究竟想法究竟是什么。
You know, a lot of times we shouldn't be telling people, we should be asking people lots of questions.
有的时候与其说直接地告诉人家怎么做，还不如就去问这么一个问题，启发他去这样去思考。
A lot of times, Jesus, he wasn't talking to people, he was actually asking them questions.
主耶稣呢，也经常是用一个问问题的一个方式去启发人。
Think about Bartimaeus.
然后巴拿巴是这样的。
You know, Jesus, he's walking along the road, and he's a blind beggar that's sitting on the side of the road holding out his hand.
巴迪买是个逃犯的这个瞎子，主耶稣在路上走，看见他了。
You know, in those days, if a person was blind, everybody could see it. Everybody knew.
那个时候呢，如果你是个瞎子，大家都知道你都看能看得见你是个瞎眼的人。
You know, so Jesus comes walking by, and he starts screaming out, "Son of David, Son of David, have mercy on me."
主耶稣从那里经过，这个瞎子呢就大声的呼喊，他说：“大卫的子孙，大卫的儿子，来帮我。”
But what does Jesus do?
主说什么？
He asks him a question.
问他一个问题。
You know, what do you want me to do for you?
你看他说，要我为你做什么？
You know, what he's doing here is he's trying to say, tell God what you want.
好像主耶稣在鼓励那个瞎子，让他能够用他自己的口告诉神，要神为他做什么。
You know, speak it out.
把你的想法用口讲出来。
Tell God what you really want.
亲口把这个事情呢告诉谁你要什么。
Another time there's that woman and she's been bleeding for 12 years and she comes up and touches Jesus from behind.
另外一次那个血漏的女人呢从耶稣后面过来就摸她的这个衣服。
Jesus question, who touched me?
主呢就问她一个问题是谁她说摸我的是谁。
You know, who touched my clothes?
她说谁摸到了我的衣服。
Does Jesus not know?
主难道说主不知道谁摸到他的衣服了吗？
Jesus knows exactly who
it was. 他肯定知道是谁摸他的。
You know, he could have just looked around and he would have been able to point that woman out. He knew exactly who it was.
或者他可以就转转身一看就知道是谁摸他的衣服，他不用去问。
Why is Jesus asking?
为什么还要问呢？
Because he wants her to talk.
因为他要那个人呢，亲口把这个话说出来。
He's asking her a question that allows her to open up her heart.
问他这个问题呢，就能帮助那个女人把自己心里的需要能够讲出来。
You know, so many of our friends need that.
我们生活里也有很多的朋友，他们同样也需要能够有这样一个机会。
You know, we have people all around us, and they just want somebody to listen.
我们生活当中也有很多的人，他们很愿意能够找到一个人呢。倾听他们诉说自己的这种难处。
You know, just to open up their hearts before a friend and open up their hearts before God.
都盼望能够找一个朋友，好朋友，在他面前能够敞开自己的心灵。
So when Jesus asked who touched me, the woman, notice, she kind of comes down, she stand, or bows before Jesus.
主问摸我的是谁？那个女人听到之后呢，就来到他面前跪下来。
And then what does she do? It says, she declared in the presence of all of the people and God the reason she touched him.
之后她干了什么？就是在众人的面前做了一个见证，见证说神为她做了什么样的大事。
You know, and we know from Mark that she went on and she talked about all of the pain, she talked about the poverty of spending all of her money on doctors, she talked about the doctors not being able to help. She just opened up her heart and she talked and she talked and she talked.
这是路加福音的记载，我们知道马可写的福音里面又提到了更多关于这个女的是多这么多年，多少年能够受这样的一个痛苦。并且呢，把所有的钱都花在这个医生的上面，而且病又没有，不但没有好，反而更加的重，这样他又活在这样一个贫穷当中，这整个的故事也讲了出来。
So, you know, what I suggest is once God shows you who the person is to share with this year.
所以我想呢，如果神向你指示给你要去向谁传福音之后，
Spend time asking questions.
耐心的向那个就问那些人的一些问题。
Spend time just listening.
花些时间来倾听那个人跟你讲。
Allow the person to just open up their heart before you and talk.
给那人一个机会，在你面前能够打开、敞开心扉，谈他心里面的这种难处和困境。
You know, people have a lot of pain in their lives.
人都有很多的痛苦，心里面有很多这种难处。
But they don't tell anybody.
可是呢，找不到人去讲。
You know, they really struggle in their lives, but they don't tell anybody.
生活很难，很多的挣扎，但是呢，又找不到一个人去向他们分享这生活中的这种挣扎。
But if you ask questions and you just let them talk, they're doing two things.
如果你只是问他、询问他，让他能够告诉你，这个时候呢，你就对他有很多的帮助。
As they honestly begin to open up their heart before you, they're doing something else.
他如果能够向你在你面前坦诚地把这一切都敞开跟你讲，
They may not know it, but what they're actually doing is also opening up their hearts before God.
他自己可能还没有意识到，他这么做的时候呢，心呢实际上就已经向神在敞开了。
And then with time, we begin to challenge people to believe.
之后就能够向那个人呢发出一个信心的挑战，帮助他们去信靠神。
Just think, you know, Pastor Wu was talking about a whole year. This is time.
所以吴牧师说一年的时间，所以这样就是给我们充足的时间去做这样的事情。
You know, Jesus, he comes and he actually challenges this person, but he challenges him to faith in God, but he challenges him to faith in God that is shown by some kind of action.
主挑战他，挑战他对神有信心。不光还有信心，还要向他，还要挑战他，用一个行为和动作把这个信心能够表达出来。
Do you really want to be healed?
你真的要痊愈吗？
You know, he's getting the person to think.
然后让那个人就真的就想一想，他真的是想要得到医治吗？
He's getting him to think about all of the years that he's stuck there.
想一想这么多年困在这个疾病里面。
And then he kind of comes and he challenges him and he says, "Get up." Take up your bed And start walking and keep walking and keep walking.
之后呢，挑战的主说起来，让他站起来，然后拿起他的褥子走，就是不是说站起来就走一下，而是拿起褥子来就是走你的路。
And the reason I say keep walking and keep walking keep walking is the tense in the Greek is not stand up and walk, but it's actually stand up, walk and walk and walk. So it's basically I'm going to change your life forever.
这个走走这个字呢，在希腊原文。它那个词态语态就是说是一种进行时，意思就是说不是让那个人站起来走跨出一步就完了，而是让他一步一步一步一步持续的往前行走。
You know, when most people come to faith in Jesus, they go through stages.
信主呢，他要经过信心这个旅程，要经过一些不同的阶段。
I don't believe in God.
一开始是我不信神。
Well, maybe God exists, but the Bible's not true.
神可能有这么一个神，但是圣经我不敢相信是真的。
Well, I'm starting to believe that maybe there is a God, but it's not the God of the Bible.
接着可能就说我有点好像相信有神，但那个神肯定不是圣经所启示的那个神的样子。
Okay, yeah, I believe in God, and I believe that Jesus was a good guy, but I don't think he died for my sins.
之后可能是我信有神。我也信了耶稣是个好人，但我 不相信他为了我的罪死在了十字架上。
Okay, well, I believe in God. I believe that Jesus was a good guy. I believe that he raised from the dead. But you know what? It's a Western religion.
接着就是说 我相信有神，耶稣也是个好人，我也相信他死了也复活了，反正这些都挺好的，但这个东西是一个西方来的一个宗教。
People go through these stages.
所以信心的路上呢，人可能会经过这种不同的这种阶段。
Okay, well, maybe it's a universal religion, and it's not only for Western people, but science and religion they're incompatible.
接着有些人可能想，哦，这可能是个普世的宗教，所有人都可以信，不光是西方人可以信。但是呢，我又是个搞科学的人，宗教和科学好像又不能够啊这种并合。
But the minute a person starts to think maybe there is a God.
但是一个人心里面呢，开始愿意相信可能会有神，就在那一刻。
You know, the minute a person thinks maybe God exists, but I don't believe it.
他那个时候想，神可能真的有，但是呢，他还没有打开自己的心去准备去信。
You know, that's the time to kind of start. To start to challenge, to start to say, give God a chance.
那个时候呢，就给我们一个机会去挑战那个人，就说，你去试一试，给神一个机会在你心里面做工，你去挑战他，去迈出信心的那一步。
You know, they go from, there's no way the Bible's true, no way God exists, science and religion are opposed, and then they say, okay, well, maybe God exists, but I don't know.
从一个我不相信有神，也不相信怎么样，也不相信宗教科学是这么，是冲，有，冲突，到了一个地步，就是说我可能觉，我觉得神可能会有。
You know, I think that's a really good time to challenge people to pray for the first time.
那个时候呢，是挑战他们做一个祷告，是个很好的一个机会。
Do you know why I'm standing here today as a believer in Jesus Christ?
今天我怎么能够站在这里？我今天怎么成为一个信耶稣基督的使徒门徒
？The very first time in my entire life, I went to church.
我人生平生第一次去教会的那个时候
，a college teacher of mine was teaching Sunday school.
那大学一个教授他在那里教主日学。
And after church we talked and I told him I don't believe this stuff, it's all stupid. I don't know how any of you can believe this Bible's true.
聚会完了以后我给他讲，我说我根本不相信圣经，我不相信你们讲的这一套，我觉得这些都是非常愚蠢的，不敢相信你们这些人怎么能信这一套。
And maybe God exists, but I actually don't believe.
神可能会有，但我不信。
Did you hear that? Maybe God exists.
我说了可能。
Do you know what that Rich Scott, my professor, did?
你知道那个大学的那个老师怎么给我讲的吗？
He challenged me.
他就直接挑战了我。
Okay. Paul, would you be willing just once to pray this little tiny prayer?
他说， 保罗这样好不好？你愿意不愿意这个时候做这样一个非常简短的一个祷告？
But I don't believe in God. But he says, well, that's okay, just pray it.
我说我不信神，他说没事，你就祷告。
You know, I don't believe in God, but he says, well, just give it a try.
我说我不信神，但说你就这么试一下。
And you know what my prayer started out as?
我，你知道我当时祷告说什么？
What he told me to pray.
我跟他重复，他告诉我祷告怎么讲。
You know, you can get other people to pray this prayer. It's an easy prayer if you don't believe in God.
如果是你去给人传福音，他还没有信呢，你也可以教给他做一个简单的祷告。
He said to me, God, I don't believe, just say this, Paul. God, I don't believe that you exist.
他对我说，他说你祷告你就这么说，你说神啊，我不相信你存在。
Isn't that a strange prayer?
这是不是很奇怪，这样祷告很奇怪。
God, you don't exist.
说神啊，你不存在。
God, I don't believe anything that you say.
神啊，我不相信你说的任何话，我都不相信。
But what am I doing?
我说这些话的时候在做什么？
The minute I say, God, I don't believe.
我一开口说神这个字的时候，
I'm opening up my heart in prayer.
我就是在神面前敞开了我的心。
God, I don't believe that you exist, but if you do exist.
虽然我嘴上讲的是神啊，我虽然我不相信你存在，但如果你或许你存在呢？
I'm telling you, use this prayer.
所以你给人给别人传福音的时候也可以用这样一个祷告，很有果效。
God, I do not believe that you exist. I know you don't exist, but if you do exist, show yourself to me.
说主啊，我神，我不相信你存在，我也不相信你说的这些，但是如果你真的是有，是存在，把你显现给我。
And I'll tell you a secret.
这里面有个诀窍。
But don't tell that person the secret.
你不要告诉那个你给他传福音这个人。
This is the most dangerous prayer that anybody could ever pray.
这也是一个很冒险的一个祷告。
Because the minute a person says, God, I don't believe you exist, but if you do, reveal yourself to me, that person has basically invited God into their hearts and invited God to chase them down like a dog.
这个人这样祷告的时候，他说，如果是我虽然不相信你，但是呢，如果你存在的话，向我显示你自己。
And I said,
这个时候呢，他就把心打开，让神，其实在后面是让神在寻找他。
You know, Martin Luther said, that God, there is a God of heaven, he's the hound, the dog of heaven, the Holy Spirit, the dog of heaven will hunt me down.
马丁路德说，有时候神呢，就好像是一个镇上的一个猎狗一样，他会紧紧地追踪一个人的心灵不放。
God chased me from Northern California.
神在我自己从我那个北加州一直在追随着我。
I ran away and I went to Germany.
我从那里逃到德国。
And what's the first thing I find in Germany?
到了德国碰见什么？
Christians coming to me.
又是基督徒来找我。
I run away from God and I go to Israel.
从那里我跑又逃到了以色列。
And so I go up to this kibbutz, and I'm running away from God, and who is my roommate?
之后呢，又去了一个地方，我在逃离神，结果发现我的这个同事的人又是什么人呢？
Okay, Clemens Eisenhut, a Christian from Switzerland, my roommate.
是 Clemens?
Clemens Eisenhut.
Clemens Eisenhut, 从瑞士来的一个基督徒，和我结果是一个室友。
God, I don't believe that you exist, but somehow or another, you keep chasing me.
虽然我说神呢，我不相信你存在，可是神一直在后面追着我不放。
Try that prayer.
你也可以试一试这样向神祷告。
So I run away from God and I actually go to Jerusalem and then I meet this crazy lady on the street and she says to me, you know, I don't look like I'm crazy, but you know what? Jesus has been after you and he's going to have you.
有一次我去了耶路撒冷，路边就有一个女的。指着我说，他说你可能觉得我这人有点不正常，但是我告诉你，耶稣已经追你很久了，要你去信他。
And that's all because I was foolish enough to pray, God, I don't believe that you exist, but if you do exist, show yourself to me.
这一切事情发生在我身上，我想原因就是我当初做那个祷告，说我不信有你，但如果你有，向我显现你自己。
So I still got to run away from God, and I go back to California.
我继续在逃离这个神，又回到了这个加利福尼亚。
You know, is God going to give up?
神是不是就放弃了？
Remember, I was dumb enough to pray that prayer.
其实我做的那个祷告呢，犯傻的是我。
Went home and 1 week later,
回到加州我的家一个星期之后
，My best friend,
我最好的那个朋友
，tells me she's become a Christian.
告诉我说她已经信耶稣成为基督徒。
And do you want to go to church with me?
她说你要不要和我一起去教会
？It's a dangerous prayer.
所以做那种祷告呢是很冒险的。
But you get them to pray when they start to believe maybe God exists.
可是呢，他们心里面已经松动的时候，开始准备愿意相信这个神是可能是存在的时候，让他们做这样一个祷告。
And then what you can add to it is help me in the situation when a person opens up their heart and shares. They say this is the pain that I have. These are the struggles.Then you can also say, God, I don't believe that you exist, but if you do, are you following? If you do exist, help me.
所以那个人已经向你敞开心灵了，把他心里的痛苦挣扎非给你讲了出来。在那个痛苦软弱的这个一瞬间的时候呢，你让他向神祷告，求神帮助他。
And the one thing that you want to do is sort of get people to listen to Jesus.
这个时候目标就是让那个人能够学习怎样倾听主耶稣基督的声音。
You don't have to tell them all the gospel in one time.
不用一次就把这个福音的所有的方方面面都告诉他。
Slowly just tell them stories about Jesus.
慢慢的把耶稣的事情告诉那个人。
And tell them stories and make sure they know it's from Jesus and it's from the Bible.
圣经里很多关于耶稣的故事，你可以一个一个的慢慢给他讲。
You know, if you're constantly saying,Jesus said this, Jesus did that, the Bible says this, the Bible says that. You're building up faith in God's word.
如果你不断地给他讲主耶稣这么说，或者是耶稣是这样行的，这样不断地向他讲，那个人呢，他的信心慢慢地就得到被建造。
So later that day, when Jesus goes and he finds this man in the temple,
那主耶稣后来他又到这个圣殿里找到那个医治好了的这样一个瘸子。
And there's a bigger conversation that's going on.
之后呢，又和他谈了更多的事情。
You know, Jesus says, if you abide in my word, you will be my disciple. Okay, if you, is that what it said this morning?
If you abide in my word.
Okay.
You truly be my disciple. 所以主说嘛，如果你常常遵守我的道，你就真是我的门徒。
So what does Jesus say? He says, "Listen to my word." That's what he says.
所以主在告诉使徒什么呢？就是让他们仔细倾听他的话，他的道。
Goes to the temple. He finds this man. Then he starts talking to all the people that are around him.
所以又回到圣殿，找到这个人，旁边这个人，很多人围着他。
And he says to them, "He who hears my word." And believes in him who sent me. Just you listen to me and you believe in God.
主说五章二十四节，他说那听我话又信差我来者的
will have eternal life and will not come into judgment, but will pass from death into life.
他说就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。
Yeah, this sounds like chapter 3.
这很像是三章里面十六节里面讲的。
And then he says, an hour is coming, which he means at the end of the world.
又说他说时候将到，现在就是了。
Because at the end of the world, there's going to be a resurrection of the dead at judgment.
就是在世界末了的时候呢，那个时候会有神的审判，会有死人要复活。
But you know there's two resurrections.
有两次复活。
So what Jesus says is an hour is coming when everybody will be raised before the judgment, but the hour has already here. It's right here, right now. 2,000 years ago, right here, right now, the hour has already come.
主讲这个话已经是两千多年了，他那个时候说现在就是了，等于说现在我们就在这个时间里面。
The dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live.
他说死人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就要活了。
What does he mean that 2,000 years ago somebody is dead and then they will live?
他讲这个话两千多年前，什么意思呢？就是听见他话那个人，两千多年的人，今天怎么活了呢
You know what he's saying? If you hear my word, you believe in him who sent me, and you are born again.
他说听见神儿子的声音，相信他，得到了重生。
You'll have eternal life.
就有永生。
You know, this is John 3:16.
这是约翰福音三章十六节。
Yeah, he who believes will have eternal life.
一切信他的人都会得永生。
No judgment.
这个时候神的审判不再临到他。
You were dead.
你以前是死了。
But you're born again.
现在呢又重新得了生命。
And when we share the gospel with people, that's one of the most important things.
所以传福音这一点呢是最关键的一个中心点。
You know, isn't this just like John 3:16? John says, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Whoever believes will not perish, have eternal life, not be judged. Just like what he said.
所以这里很像就是约翰福音三章十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生，不再被定罪。
And you need to be born again and enter the kingdom of God.
人若不重，人需要被重生。不能不重生的话，就不能进神的国，也不能见神的国。
So if you pray and ask God to show you who to share the gospel with,
所以祷告求神呢，指示给你要去向谁传福音。
God shows you who, and then you just slowly begin to spend time with them.
神向你指明以后，慢慢的就向他开始传这个福音。
And you talk and ask questions and allow them to open their heart.
和他交谈，询问他心里面的需要，建立这样一个关系。
And slowly get them to pray and say, God, show yourself to me.
一步一步的领着带领他们来到神的面前，向神开口祷告。
And eventually the time will come when they will want to be born again.
之后呢，就会有一个时间到了，时机成熟的时候，这个人就会在主里面重生得救。
Okay, so let me go back to the beginning.
所以再重新回到我们开头这个故事。
Okay, you're one of those people, I'm a brand new Christian, I don't know the Bible, I don't know how to share.
你可能觉得你还刚信主不久，不知道怎么去传。
Or I'm shy, and I'm not open, and I don't have the confidence to really share, what do I do?
可能我是个害羞内向的人，不会讲话，怎么样去给人开口传福音？
I think that there are just a few suggestions.
所以呢，有几点建议可以帮助我们。
Look and watch around all of your friends, your colleagues, your neighbor, and your family.
观察你的朋友、亲戚、邻居、你的家人，观察他们。
Pray and ask God who is the one person that He wants you to share with.
祷告神，求神给你挑出一个人，指示给你向哪一个传福音。
Constantly ask questions of their heart that just give them a chance to think about what's going on in their lives.
不断地寻找机会去问那些人一些询问那些人的生活情况，还要注重他心里的需要。
Pray over and over and over again for that person, but give God time.
为那个人持续的不停的祷告，但是呢，把这个时间信主的这个时间交在神的手里。
Constantly and time and again speak of the gospel blessings.
然后不断地向那个人慢慢地一步一步地。把福音的这样的一个祝福给他讲明
，so that they believe in Jesus, they believe in the gospel, and they believe in God's word.
所以让那个人相信神，相信耶稣，相信福音。
Challenge at times to act in faith, often by just praying.
如果时机合适的话，挑战那个人，迈出信心的一步，做出信心的一个行为。
And bring them to church.
然后主动的带他。来教会
and let the elders share the gospel with them.
之后这些长老们就可以给他们传福音。
And there's one thing that you cannot do.
如果里面有一件事情你做不到
you cannot pick up your shoe.
有一件事情千万不要做，就是不要把脚上的鞋给脱下来。
You can't throw the shoe off the bridge.
不要从桥上往那个鞋一扔。
You can't tell them, go pick up the shoe for me.
你不能吆喝那个传给他传福音那个人。就给你捡鞋子。
And you can't raise that smelly foot and say, put it on.
你也不能把那个臭脚往上一抬说把鞋给我穿上。
Let me pray.
我们到神面前来祈求祷告。
God, I do pray that for us that are fearful of sharing the gospel.
神让我们很多人对传福音心里面有紧张，求神帮助我们。
That you'll give us confidence that you will work.
赐给我们这样一个信心。 你来帮助我们学习。
So I pray that you'll work in all of our hearts to show us who you want us to share with.
在我们心里面动工，帮助我们，让我们知道去和谁去分享福音。
And help us to pray for them.
帮助我们能够为他们祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名求。Amen.